want to talk to you today about something that you've got to get. I'm going to talk about praying through. I'm going to talk about getting to the place you need to get to where your prayers are answered. Just because you think your prayer has not been answered, God says all prayer is answered. God says He listens to His children. God says He loves His children. You've got to quit thinking for yourself, and you've got to get the mind of Christ in every situation. Right here, we want to go to 11, Luke 11, and we're going to start in verse 5. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to give you some examples. And then I'm going to bring it home. And this will be part 2 of the series on prayer. Okay? Now, yesterday, I showed you how God said to pray. Right? The basic format, the model prayer, what it meant in application. We've all got to learn those things. You've got to learn how to pray, people. The prayer is what changes your life and everybody's life around you. Never feel helpless in a situation. Pray, and you and God make a majority in every situation. It says in Luke 11, verse 5, and He had just got done telling them the model prayer and along what parameters to pray. In 11, verse 5, He said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight? Which is kind of an inopportune time, right? I mean, don't come to my door at midnight asking me for stuff. It's not going to go well for you. Right? But Jesus, God, is much nicer than me. Praise the Lord. It says, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, this is what I would say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and I am in bed with my children, and I cannot rise and give it to you. And he goes on to say, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. What is the Lord telling you? You pray. You pray, and you pray, and you pray, and you pray, and you seek Him, and you seek Him, and you seek Him, and you seek Him, till you get the answer. You don't ask words and say, hey, I quit. That's it. No sissy prayers, but one of those that cannot be ignored. One of those that is persistent. One of those that in the end, He will come and answer the door. It says next, it says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. This is a promise of God. And God's word is yea and amen, and it never changes. It says, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Sometimes God does not answer our prayers right away, because He wants you to know Him. He wants you to spend time with Him. He wants you to spend a relationship of quality time with Him. And most of us treat Him like He is something a little extra on the side instead of the main course. And God would have you to seek Him with your everything. And what this means is very simply this, that you are to pray until you get an answer. What is it saying? It says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened. What does it mean? Don't be a sissy in your prayers. Go boldly before the throne of grace. You are a child of the living God, and you are to act like one. If indeed He is your Father, then you will keep tugging on Him until He answers you. How many people here have kids? Have you ever noticed when a kid is little and you're walking through the grocery store and they want something that they're just over there like this, hey, because they're short. Right? So they're over there, hey, and they're jerking on your pants or on your dress. Hey, I'm over here. You're like this, trying to ignore them. Stop that. Stop that. I'm busy. Stop that. Stop that. But they don't care. Hey! I want this model airplane. I want this apple. I want. And finally, you get sick of it and you go, okay! Come on now! And you are God's children. And you have a right to go before your Father and ask Him for the things that you are in need of. And you are to stay there and jerk on His chain until He finally says, okay. Because you are His child and He will answer because He does love you more than you love your own children. So what is He saying? When it says ask, it means you keep asking. Hey, God! Hey, I'm over here! I'm telling you. And it says when you're seeking, what do? You keep seeking. Right? If you're looking for the answer, you keep looking for that answer and do not give up. And when it comes to knocking, you better get out the way. There's going to be noise here today. When I knock on a door, I'm going through this door, this wall. If what I think I need is on the other side, I'm going to beat that sucker down until it opens. Hey, let me in! Hey! Do you understand what I'm telling you here today? Get off your sissy prayer life. And get into a real one where you expect and demand your rights as a child of the living King.
Come on. Amen.
You get to a place in your life where you understand that you must and you will have an answer. And you stay there until you get it. And you bug Him to death. Now there's a lot of faith teachers out there that'll tell you, well, you ask once and if you have faith that you should not have to ask again. Kapooey! Horse pucky! And a few other words I cannot mention. The truth of the matter is that you are His child. And you are to go to Him boldly as a child with childlike faith. Every kid in the world knows that if he'll bug his parents long enough, he'll get what he asks. And you're supposed to have childlike faith, because you're His child. And you go to Him until you get an answer. And I'm going to tell you today that if you will learn this in your prayer life, your whole life is going to change. Are you getting this? There's too many people that get down on the altar and go, oh God, 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 oh God. Could you please maybe kind of sort of, you know, I know I'm not worth much, but you know what I am? You get it? No! You're His child. You're a blood-bought child of the living God. You are royal blood. You are peculiar as a people. We're all a little peculiar now. The shoe fits, put that baby on. But in fact, you are His child. He loves you. And He wants to communicate with you. And He wants to bless you. And He lives to bless you. But you have got to get close to Him. And sometimes in your prayer life, let's face it, you ain't getting close at all. You ain't praying through. You ain't getting to the heavenlies. You aren't sitting there and just keeping tugging on Him until He answers. You may pray a week. Halfway. First time you pray, it's a big one. You might spend a lot of time on it. Next time, maybe it's not so much. Before you know it, in a month or two, you go, well, I guess it's over. Don't do that. Do not give up. Do not faint. Pray through. Get your answer. touch the hem of the garment, pray into the heavenlies, get the things that you have a desire for. It says that you have not because you ask not, or you ask amiss. What does that mean? If you are praying for the goodness of God in your life, for things that will not harm your walk with God, then He is going to bless your socks off. I'm going to tell you a story. And I'm on a faith walk, people. I've been on a faith walk since the day I got saved. You need to get on one. It ain't easy, but it's good. It's exciting. I am on an e-ticket ride. If any of you went to Disneyland when they had different tickets, the e-ticket was the most expensive because it had the best ride. I've been on an e-ticket ride since the day I got saved. And what happened was, I remember the Lord, after I went through all the wrestling, and He made known to me His plans for my life to some degree, that I had to deal with rebellious, obnoxious, tore up from the floor up people in general. Well, I mean, it could be you today. Right? When He let me know that that was what He expected out of me, the next thing I had a need for was a facility that could hold the people. Right? Because I knew He wanted me to have oceans of people. And I knew where I was at. I couldn't do it. So I prayed every day, faithfully, day after day. I said, God, give me a 100-unit apartment complex. God, give me a 100-unit apartment complex so that I might have some place to put your people. God, give me 100 units. God, give me 100 units. God, give me 100 units. And the town I was in, I walked over in faith and laid my hands on every abandoned 100-unit apartment complex I could find. Oh, God, I claim this in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I claim this in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I claim this in the name of Jesus. Day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, I did the same thing. Seeking and seeking and seeking and seeking. What? I wanted to fulfill His will for me in my life, and I needed it. So I did that day after day. And one day I was taking a lady to the doctor. They're always going to the doctor. I was taking her anyway. And we get to the doctor's office, and I'm driving a little yellow bus. I don't know, you know, I don't know how all these other guys get limos and Porsches, and I get little buses, little vans. I don't get it. I don't know what's going on, but I asked my wife one time when we were on the bus going to Phoenix, and I looked at her and I go, when do you think I'm going to get old enough to drive myself? When do you think I'm going to be able to just drive over there in a car by myself? When do you think I'm going to get to be like everybody else and just fly? She didn't answer. And neither did God. So I guess I don't have a need to know yet. Amen? You think after 40-odd years of living, I'd get a regular car and regular... No, No. I get buses. I get 15-passenger vans. I get all that neat stuff. Nobody steals it. Nobody wants it. It's safe. So I was driving down the road with this lady in the back. Just came back from the hospital. And my prayer life involves my time in the car. I don't have a radio in my car. If I had one, I'd turn it off. That is my time in my prayer closet with God. Too many people have too much input, and as a consequence, they have zero output. You need to spend quiet time with God every chance you get in order to have a prayer life. I heard all that about praise and worship. Hey, you get into the gate through praise and worship. Praise God. But then turn it off and talk to Him. Amen. You need to not just get there. You need to communicate while you are there. Amen. So I was sitting there coming back and I'm praying. And God, where is my 100-unit apartment complex? And He spoke. He says, you have it. And I went, glory! Hallelujah! Thank you, God. Did I say He spoke? I didn't hear His voice outside. I knew His voice inside. He said, you have it. And I almost flipped. And the girl, when I yelled, almost jumped out the bus. Because there's nobody in there but me and her. She ran away anyway. No faith. So I went back to my pastor at the turn. I go, Hey, I got it. I got a 100-unit apartment complex. God spoke. And he's looking at me. He goes, that's very nice. I go, I'm just going to wait for it to manifest. It didn't manifest that year. Are you hearing me? It didn't manifest the next year. It didn't manifest the next year. I went to a ranch. I started a ranch. I took in hundreds of people on a ranch. So I'm sitting there asking God, then, well, am I supposed to build a 100-unit apartment complex? Am I supposed to just, because I had like 18 acres, should I just build a building, God? Talk to me. Never said nothing. Sometimes if God doesn't talk, you need to just wait till he shows you his plan. Amen. And then one day, these people from this place had been sending me people, and I got an invitation to come. 3 years after I prayed, I stood here today, and I looked around, and I go, I get it. Do you understand? The prayers of a righteous man avail as much. Don't give up. Keep pushing in, praying through, getting the things you're looking for. I'm here to tell you that if I'd have just prayed once, I'd never be here.
Amen.
If I would have just said a few simple words and made my plan happen, I wouldn't have this. And let me be very clear to you. Nobody owns nothing. God owns everything. Amen. So I'm here now, and I got much more than a 100-unit apartment complex, because God always answers prayer in accordance to His riches and His glory, which is so much greater than ours. People, I want you to get this today. And what I want you to get is that you keep bugging Him. Amen. You got a wayward husband, wife, daughter, son, bug him. If you got somebody that needs to get saved, bug him. If you're not getting the answer yet, keep praying. No matter what's going on in your life, don't forget. Press in and press in and press in and press in and press in until God Almighty gives you the answer that you've been waiting for. Do not pray and then faint. But pray through and get the answer you've been looking for. You know, there's some old grandmas in the church and stuff. When I first got saved, they talked to me all the time. And I didn't know nothing. I wasn't raised in church. And they kept telling me, you got to pray through, Brother Dominic. You got to pray through, Brother Dominic. You got to pray through, Brother Dominic. And I was sitting there, and I'd been a Catholic, and then I'd been a Baptist. Then I was an offshoot Pentecostal, and then I'm in the assemblies now, right? I've been getting along pretty good. I got a full variety of life in me. I am a Roman Catholic Baptist now. So, you know, I mean, I got full instruction from religion to El Shaddai falling on the ground stuff. I got it all. I made sure I got it all. But I'm here telling you today that those ladies taught me one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn. And that is that you must pray through. You get it? You must not faint. You must not ever believe or let the devil put that doubt in your mind for a minute that he does not hear you. God not only hears you, but he loves you just as a child. And you got to go up to him. And you know it says in Matthew 18, unless you become converted and become as a little child, you shall in no ways enter the kingdom of God. And you know what? I'm the guy, I bug that man to death. God hears from me in all levels of voice and action daily. Everywhere I go, I'm over there. Hey! Hey! I'm over here! Hey, God! Hey, I'm here, I'm your son. Dominic! I'm Dominic, I'm right here. Look at me! I'm not taking no for an answer, because I know who I am. And you are one as me. You are his child. You have the right to go boldly before the throne of grace and ask for the things that you need. And you must not only go, but you must be persistent at it. And you stay there and you pray through. And don't you dare believe that he doesn't care, because he loves you more than his own son, Jesus. Because he gave Jesus for you. And now you and Jesus are one. And then whenever he looks at you, He sees the shed blood of His Son, Jesus. And you are now, if you are under the blood, the same as Him. Do you get it? You have got to get to the place where you understand who you are and what rights you have as a blood-bought child. And you are not to take no. And you're not to let the world corrupt you. You are to change the world. And today, the big thing that you must get is your persistence and the knowledge of who you are and the praying through till you get that answer is part of what your prayer life must be. Are you getting this today? You see, it's so important and it's so fundamental that you must get this inside of you and hang on to it, because you're going to go through times where you're wondering. And you're going to go through times when it seems that everything is getting darker and darker and darker. And you know what? Glorify God the most in those times. Because the Bible says in Psalms that it always gets darkest right before the dawn. So as it gets darker, glory God! I know the answer is almost here. Thank you, Jesus. It's right around the corner. It's coming. I love you, God. Thank you for listening to me. No matter how hard it gets, never forget that you are a royal blood and that He wants to hear every word that you speak, and He will answer. And you know what? All things are subject to His eternal change, and He can change anything. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you today, Lord, for this word. God, I just thank you because you've been so good to me, Lord. God, I just ask that you impart to these people this knowledge in a way that they will never forget who they are and what rights they have, God. God, if we would stand on your words, Lord, and have a prayer life and communicate with you, all things are possible. And God, I just ask today that you touch all people with your amazing grace and love. And reaffirm through your Holy Spirit inside of them the truth of your word. And ask you to just manifest in us all day. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, Amen. Amen.